Welcome to the STC Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in the week of the general election in Advent 2019. Welcome to the STC Foundations Podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Welcome to Friday's Foundations Daily Podcast. Today we reach the end of the Book of Ephesians and we'll be looking at chapter 6 verses 18 to 24. Next week you'll be able to listen to a different member of our staff team sharing each day as we look again at the Christmas story and reflect on what God is saying to us in this season. Today though, we're going to be focusing on verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Today, some of us will be tired, having stayed up all night to find out the election results. Although I'm writing this podcast in advance, I can assure you that I am one of those people. I did politics at A-level, and modules in British, American and Russian politics at university. I love election results night. Today, perhaps you're not physically tired, but instead feel emotionally tired. At the end of yourself and what you can do. Or maybe you know someone in this situation. Today, some will be happy at the election result. That may be because the candidate you voted for was successful, or the party you support did well. Some will be happy because the election is over and members of parliament can return to London and continue with their jobs rather than campaigning. Today, others will be disappointed at the election result, worried about what the future may hold for them and their family, concerned that little has been resolved and deep divisions still exist in our nation. As we approach the end of this year, some of us will be happy. We've been successful in the things that we wanted to achieve or see happen in 2019. Things have gone well for us and for our families. Others will be approaching the end of 2019 with disappointment in their lives. We have not seen the things that we wanted and hoped for come to pass. There are worries about what lies ahead, concerns regarding health or finances, or perhaps divisions and unresolved issues in our relationships. And this is not just the end of the year, it is the end of a decade. For some, we approach the new decade with excitement and anticipation. It's the decade in which we will leave school, leave home, get a job, get married, have kids, or perhaps a combination of any number of these things. For others, we look at the decade ahead with nervousness and caution. How will we afford a deposit for a house? What will it be like when the children leave home? What am I going to do once I have retired? Do I have another decade left? For every person listening to or reading this podcast today, for every situation we face, for every emotion we feel, for every hope and dream, fear and worry, today's Bible passage is a word in season. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Maybe our prayers today are ones of celebration and rejoicing. That's fantastic. It's so important to pray in the good times, to thank God for his faithfulness, his provision, and for the way he's answered our prayers. It's also important to share those prayers of thanksgiving with others, as in this way we overcome the work of the enemy and we encourage others in their faith. If you're praying prayers of celebration and rejoicing today, then let someone else know. Maybe our prayers today are ones of lament and tears. If this is you, take comfort in the fact that the Bible is full of such prayers and that you are not alone. And when the words fail you, God promises that his Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. If you're praying for breakthrough in difficult times, who can you ask to pray with you and for you? Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. But don't forget the second part of this verse either. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Remember, be alert to the fact that prayer should not just be an inward focused activity. It is always meant to be outward looking. What simple things can we put in place to make sure that each day we pray for others? Perhaps as the new year approaches, the season of resolutions, you can commit to coming to 9 a.m. prayers at church at least once a week. Every day we pray for others, whether it's for healing, for those in the workplace, those at school, or for people who connect with the various ministries of the church. Develop a new routine and rhythm in your week and join us. Are we praying each day for our friends, family, neighbours and colleagues who don't know Jesus, that they might come into a relationship with him? Our next Alpha course starts on February the 10th. That's in 58 days' time. Psychologists tell us that it takes 66 days to form a new habit. So why not pray every day for the next 58 days for the people of peace that you're going to invite on Alpha? And you'll be well on the way to establishing a permanent habit that enables you to always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And finally, do we regularly pray for our political and civic leaders, for our city and our nation? Praying for our leaders is actually a specific instruction in the Bible. You can find it in 1 Timothy chapter 2. If you've never done this before, today would be a great day to start. If you don't know who one in your constituency or who your local councillor is, find out their name and keep on praying for them. So let us pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, because Jesus is our hope. He is the hope for those we know and love, and he is the hope for our city and our nation. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit today and help us to pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 24. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Tychius, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore. Every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.